Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's The Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
At the bye, it's a good opportunity to reflect back on what's gone on with the Broncos season, what's gone right and what's gone wrong. And one of the things that's gone clearly right is the inside linebacker position, as the Broncos had a find last year in Alexander Johnson. It took him a year to get ready to go, the former Tennessee product and former leading tackler in the SEC in 2012, has been a revelation. James Merrillat of 104.3 The Fan has written about it. James, you spent a lot of time today talking about Alexander Johnson on the website, and what I think is interesting is not only the performance that he's put together and the stability he's given to the Broncos defense, but the fact that Vic Fangio just seems to think that he's played okay.
Yeah, Vic Fangio throws around compliments like manhole covers, right? Like, that's the old cliche, and he's an old-school guy, and that certainly applies here. Like, he just seems incapable of complimenting anybody. We saw this from the day he got the job, and, you know, he challenged Von Miller to be better. Drew Locke had a great practice down at the stadium during training camp, and he kind of downplayed it. Now, you know, Alexander Johnson comes in. Broncos are 0-4 in the first 4 weeks of the year, and three of those games they didn't have a pick or didn't force a turnover or have a sack. You know, we're pretty non-productive on the defensive side of the ball. He comes in week five in L.A. against the Chargers. It's been a different defense ever since. So it's like, man, this is a guy that you would think would get some praise. He was Pro Football Focus's Defensive Player of the Month in October. It's the first month he's played in the NFL. His first snap was on October 6th. You know, he sets a Bronco record with 41 tackles in his first five starts. Like, all these things just line up of like, man, this guy has really been impressive. He's getting accolades. He's setting records. His stats are impressive. The anecdotal just sort of like, man, the defense kind of turned around when he came in there. You would think a coach would say, yeah, this guy's been great. And Vic Fangio's like, well, he hasn't been perfect. Who expected him to be perfect? Like, I don't know why that was the expectation. But, no, Alexander Johnson's been great. And, you know, it was a big hole for this defense. You know, going into the offseason, they didn't address it via free agency. They didn't address it via the draft, which upset a lot of people when they passed on Devin Bush, traded down, and took Noah Fant. But I think they stumbled into one here. Alexander Johnson looks like a player. So in a season that's been disappointing, if you're looking toward 2020 and beyond, the Broncos solved an issue here, or so it seems.
Stumbled into it seems right. I mean, obviously, they get some credit for obtaining guys outside the draft process. But you look at the Devin Bush idea, it's not as if the Broncos looked at their roster and said, aha, okay, well, we have Johnson. He'll be ready, and that's why we don't need Devin Bush. They got a little lucky here. There's no two ways around it. But that's hardly the only position on defense that they've gotten lucky at this year, which is kind of remarkable, right?
Yeah, for sure. They definitely got lucky. I mean, you remember during training camp when, they had injuries early on. Todd Davis goes down in the first day of camp. Josie Jewell gets hurt. They were trying anyone and everyone. I mean, Justin Hollins was playing inside. Joe Jones was there until he got hurt in the Hall of Fame game. You know, Alexander Johnson had his shot during training camp and during preseason. For whatever reason, he didn't stand out to the coaches. So it certainly was they just kind of stumbled into it out of necessity when Josie Jewell got hurt again during the regular season. But, you know, Mike Purcell has been a guy in the middle of the defense that allowed them to when they put him in the middle, they could move Shelby Harris to defensive end, which got Adam Gotsis out of the starting lineup, which certainly helped and put Shelby Harris in a position he's more comfortable in. Devontae Harris, Duke Dawson. There's a lot of guys performing on this defense right now that even at the end of training camp, at the end of five preseason games, nobody really looked at him and said, yeah, they're going to be key contributors. So, you know, it's easy to point at Chris Harris Jr. and Von Miller and Kareem Jackson and Derek Wolfe and guys like that and say, well, that's why this defense is performing well. But really, it's a bunch of unsung heroes. It's, you know, half the defense is at this point, the starting defense is made up of guys that nobody knew anything about 2 months ago. That's encouraging on a couple of fronts. One, I think it shows that, hey, they've got some talent here that that might be able to stick around for a while. And I do think it's a, you know, it's a testament to Vic Fangio and his defensive coaching staff that they've been able to coach those guys up. You know, Duke Dawson wasn't good enough to make the Patriots roster. Mike Purcell was in the AAF. You know, that's a pretty darn good job by the coaching staff to get those guys to be contributors and difference makers on what looks like it's going to be a top five, top 10 defense. So, you know, I certainly have been critical of Vic Fangio of late, but man, that's a heck of a coaching job to get something out of guys like that.
Yeah. And in the case of Dawson and Harris, they weren't even on the roster until post cut or right at that cut deadline. So, that they've really been thrown into the fire. Looking at the way Fangio approaches it, obviously, as you pointed out, there's really no arguing with the results. But is there a concern eventually, especially when you're talking with young guys, there's not a lot of backup, there's not a lot of folks behind them. You're trying to build confidence in these young guys. Is the nature of Fangio's sort of, well, great, you had four sacks, it's okay, Bill Belichick-style approach, we're just not going to give you a compliment. Some players work like that. Some players don't. One of the players that doesn't seem to work like that over the course of his career is Von Miller. And we don't know how some of the other players respond to it as well. Is it possible that Fangio's sort of tough love idea may be a little misguided? It's great as a coordinator, but now that you're a head coach, maybe you have to adjust and adapt a little?
Yeah. No, I think that's a very fair point. You know, for the most part, I've really enjoyed Vic Fangio's style. The way he answers questions, he's very direct. But at some point, you know, you can't just be tough love guy all the time. You know, you can't just kick people in the proverbial rear end all the time. At some point, you got to pat them on the back too. And you know, that probably is happening behind the scenes. I'm sure it's happening in team meetings, but it's not happening publicly. And I think sometimes you got to be willing to give people some praise too. So I don't know that he's found that balance. And I do think the Von Miller example is a good one of, you know, he's challenged him from the get-go. Von has said all the right things, but, you know, you look at the numbers, you look at the performances that we've gotten out of, you know, the highest paid player on the team, the star of the team. It's been an underwhelming first half for Von Miller. So, you know, I don't want to say that he's a guy that's looking to get out of here, but man, It doesn't seem like this this tactic, the Vic Fangio style, is getting the best out of Von Miller. So, you know, I don't think you need to coddle people. I think we've seen that with Garrett Bowles, that could be a problematic approach. But I do think you need to find a balance. And if you're a tough love guy and that's who you are kind of naturally, that's fine. But you have to find a way to praise people and give them a pat on the back when they deserve it. And that's what kind of stood out to me with the situation, you know, that happened yesterday. Like, man, Alexander Johnson has stepped in here and been really, really good. If you were ever going to give a guy a pat on the back, maybe now would be the time. It's just not in Vic Fangio's nature. He just doesn't have it in him.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, I guess you're right. We're talking with James Merrillat at 104.3thefan.com. But at the same time, you went where I wanted to go, the coddling of Garrett Bowles. Now, I know the difference is they don't have anybody else. They don't want to start Josh Rogers, so they don't have anybody else. But they're definitely trying to coddle Garrett Bowles and make him feel better and make him feel comfortable in many ways. How does that generally play in a locker room when certain guys realize, wow, you know, I have to make these kind of plays, but this other guy seems to get all the chances no matter what, and they don't even really call him out all that much?
Yeah, it doesn't play well. I mean, really, a locker room is no different than any other environment, right? So if you're at the workplace and, you know, one sales guy gets to show up late all the time and he never has his reports done and the boss lets him get away with it, but then the boss is yelling at, you know, the guy who's 5 minutes late for something or a minute late for something, that doesn't fly. If you're dealing with your kids and, you know, one kid can bring home straight A's, but one B and you're upset about the B and the other kid gets, you know, all B's and a C and you're taking him to Benihana for celebration, somebody's going to be looking around going, what the heck? That doesn't seem fair. So it doesn't really matter if it's sports, if it's any other line of work, if it's family dynamic, whatever it may be, like, that's going to jump out and people are going to notice it. So, you know, I don't think it makes for a very good locker room dynamic. Now, that said, look, it's the old Jimmy Johnson thing, right, where he famously cut a guy who fell asleep meeting, and a special teams guy. And a reporter said, well, Jimmy, what would you have done if that was Troy Aikman? And he said, well, I would have walked up to him, nudged him, and said, hey, Troy, wake up. Like, you know, people get it, right? There's different rules if you're Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, whatever. But that's because you're a really, really good player. Like, you know, we all want to be treated the same. We all think the rules should be the same. And, like, that's this utopia world. But we're all smart enough to know how the real world works, too, right? Like, stars get a little extra break. They, you know, there's a little more wiggle room, whatever. But when you're treated differently, there's a different set of rules for you. There's a different standard. And you're not a great player, or you're not a great salesman, or you're not the, you know, the kid that, you know, is normally the golden child that's getting straight A's and, you know, lettering in four sports every year. Yeah, people are going to look at it and call BS, and I think that's what's going on here. Garrett Bowles is getting a different standard than everybody else, and he's not a great player, so it begs the question, why? Look, players are smart. They can see through it, and it undermines the coaches. Certainly hurts Garrett Bowles standing in the locker room. It's not a situation that is something you can keep going for very long, I wouldn't think.
He is James Marilat, the director of all things digital on 1043thefan.com. Make sure you check him out on Twitter at James Marilat. And then while you're at the website, and you should be, make sure you subscribe to the Denver Sports Daily. Get all the information, all the columns, all the videos, all the stuff that we're producing on 1043thefan.com. Get it all in your inbox every morning. You don't even have to look for it. We'll send it to you. Thanks so much, James. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. James Marilat with us. Garrett Bowles is not Troy Aikman. Breaking news. But he does get to be treated like it. Because the Broncos don't have anyone else. Is that healthy? We'll talk about that next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.